Hey there, I'm Caitlin Bailey, and you're listening to Listen Up, a podcast series that shows you how to get more out of the music you love. On today's episode, we're going to look further into the biggest breakup of all time, that of Adele and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I know some of you might be sitting there with an eyebrow raised or a head cocked to the side, like a confused golden retriever. How did Adele and Mozart get together? And when? And how? Well, you're right. They never dated in the traditional sense. They did live two centuries apart, after all. I guess I should be more specific. I'm talking about the big breakup between classical and pop music. How did one style, pop, aka Adele, start out intertwined in a relationship with classical music, aka Mozart? And where did their differences become so great that they decided to call it quits and go their separate ways? We'll solve the greatest mystery of all time. What's the true difference between pop and classical music? Maybe it's because I've watched too much daytime TV in my life, but I like to think about the difference between classical and pop music as an episode of a soap opera. To begin with, let's go back to the beginning of Adele and Mozart and talk about what brought them together. Both of them included motives in their music, which is what initially attracted one to the other. As a reminder from our last episode, a musical motive is the smallest idea in music, like a building block that helps to build a larger structure. Motives can come in different forms. You can have a rhythmic motive or a melodic one, or a combination of the two together. In her hit Rolling in the Deep, Adele uses a combination of both rhythmic and melodic motives. At the first verse's start, listen to both the rhythm and the repetition of notes that she uses. She focuses mainly on the first note of the motive when she sings, "There's a," and the note on the last syllable of "Fire." All the other pitches in between are shorter than those notes, so we know that those are the two notes that she most wants to emphasize. There's a fire. Similarly, Mozart crafts his music with motives. Take a listen to this famous one that also features a melodic and rhythmic motive combo. The rhythm is based around a very basic, short, short, long idea, while the notes move in a downward motion. So Adele and Mozart meet up, realize that they both use musical motives, and begin to form a relationship. They quickly gather that they both use these motives to craft full-blown melodies. Remember, there are three basic principles to creating musical form: repetition, contrast, and variation. Let's listen to how Adele and Mozart turn their motives into phrases and melodies. Adele's melody is mostly a repetition of her motive. Listen to the notes and rhythms in this clip, not the lyrics. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. Meanwhile, Mozart likes to focus on variation. In this next clip, listen to how we hear short, short, long incessantly throughout this melody, but he makes a few subtle changes to the notes each time. These changes make the first half of each phrase sound like a question, and the second half of the phrase sound like its answer. Unlike Adele's melody, he isn't just repeating himself, but rather using variation to morph the motive. So there is our new couple, both interested in the other's motives and melodies. But Mozart begins to start to see cracks in their relationship's foundation. Mozart says to Adele, "Darling, I have more than one melody that develops out of my motive. Here's my second melody." Adele is worried that Mozart is starting to question their relationship, but sticks her ground. She says, "But we're still similar. I have a second melody too. It's in my chorus." But as the two further investigate their similarities, they realize that there is one key difference between their melodies. Mozart uses variation far more than Adele. At this moment, he realizes that his melodies are not only melodies, but themes, and that his music uses something called thematic development. He explains it to her this way: all apples are fruit, but not all fruit are apples. This is the same with music. All themes are melodies, but not all melodies are themes. Adele says, "What's the difference? How do you know that I don't have themes in my music?" And Mozart begins to dig deeper into his music. He asks her if she hears how that motive from the beginning is developed by doing different things with it in the middle of the movement. For example, he plays it three times in a row, but each is in a different key. Then he explains how he breaks it down to just that short, short, long motive and passes it around between the different instruments in the orchestra. Adele tries to answer and says, "But you use repetition and bring back the same melody from the beginning." Mozart raises an eyebrow and cocks his head to listen. "You're right," he answers, "but I think we're just made to be different. I need to develop my themes by focusing on variation to be alive. And I need to repeat my melodies and dance with repetition and contrast," replied Adele. There was silence. The two hugged, as they knew their relationship was over, but they would always have mutual respect for one another. To help with the breakup, Adele listened to her own album on repeat for 36 hours while eating ice cream, while Mozart eased his pain by writing his 41st symphony featuring a six-voice fugue. In the end, there were so many similarities between them, but their personal reasons for existence were too great to overcome. Thanks for listening to the sad story of the hardest breakup in music history. Join us next time where we listen to this song and consider another age-old rivalry, text versus music. Listen Up is produced by Nelson Vandenberg and Katie Russo and presented by the New Haven Symphony Orchestra in partnership with the University of New Haven and WNHU 88.7 FM. For more, visit newhavensymphony.org.